Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Pastor. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, my brother. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. Did you have a good day?
A very good day. I had a very wonderful day. How about you?
I also had a fantastic day. Thank you so much, for joining us this afternoon. Now, Pastor, we are continuing to talk about the importance of, personal Bible study. And in today's talk, we're going to be centering around the relevance of the Bible, a book that was written thousands and thousands of years ago by men from different walks of life and different cultures. How can this book be meaningful, for me as a reader in this present day and age? And so we want to actually have uncovered that by the time we are done with this conversation. So let's go for it, Pastor. Is the Bible still relevant today?
Yes, my brother. You see, the uniqueness of the Bible is in the fact that it remains to be relevant in all ages, in all times.
Yeah.
It was written many, many years ago, but it remains very relevant even up to today. And scholars still debate about a very old book like the Bible.
Mm.
It means it's still relevant.
Yeah, yeah.
You read from Isaiah 40, verse 8, the Bible itself says, "The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever."
Mm.
So, yes, it's still very relevant even in today's society.
Now, some may argue and say, well, we have lived without reading that book and our lives are just well. Seems as though it may not be relevant to everybody. Would that be the case?
Yeah, people may think that they are living without reading the Bible, but the Bible is one way or the other affecting them through maybe those who study it, who are influencing the running of day-to-day life in this world.
Mm.
You see, the teachings of the Bible, especially teachings and moral principles, transcends time and cultural background.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you may not read it directly, but indirectly it may affect your life, because many institutions are taking their principles and decisions from Bible teachings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Tell me, how can then a young person, upcoming young person, benefit from the Bible?
You know, the Bible, besides benefiting a young person, it benefits almost everyone. Because the Bible, in the Bible, we have a number of things that we have guidance, that we are guided by the Bible in our lives. Like, we have spiritual guidance. We have the Bible also affects the culture. We also have the ethical guidance, concepts like justice, equality, honesty, integrity. All these have their roots directly from the Bible. So as a young person, the Bible says, I once quoted this text from the Bible, Psalm 119, verse 9 says, "How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word." So young people indeed benefit significantly from engaging with the Bible for several reasons. Maybe number one, moral development. You can't be a sensible young man without the Bible, because in the Bible we have concepts like kindness, respect for others, honesty, humility, etc., etc. And the Bible also guides the young people in resisting evils that can destroy their potential future, you see. So, and also lessons of industry. We have lessons of industry from the Bible, several of them. For instance, we quote a text from Proverbs 6, verse 6, which says, "Go to the end, you sluggard, consider your ways and be wise." And it goes on describing how the end works hard to create a better future.
Mm.
So as young people, if you go into the Bible, you have several lessons that you can draw from the Bible that are even relevant in today's society.
Yeah. Quite interesting to actually hear, that thought and those views there, Pastor. How does the Bible address certain things that may not have existed back then, when it was written? For example, issues brought about by the internet and social medias, streaming sites and modern social ills, et cetera, et cetera. It looks like it may not have a word on some of these things that didn't exist when it was written.
Yes. Yeah. You see, my brother, while the specific modern day issues may not have been directly addressed in ancient biblical text, but the underlying principles of love, justice, compassion, integrity, forgiveness, all these that are found in its pages can be applied to navigate contemporary challenges successfully. So, you see, the Bible may not have directly addressed these modern-day technologies, but the principles of life that affect everyone every day, they were all addressed. Because love has not changed. The love that we had in the ancient world is still the same. So if God addressed issues of love, issues of justice, issues of forgiveness, then those issues are still affecting us. Though we are now communicating in a different way, but we are still living in the same, under the same principles. And I also want to throw a Bible text there, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 15, which says, that which is has already been, and what is to be has already been, and God requires an account of what is past. So there is no new thing under the sun.
Yeah.
All these things that we are living with today, they have always been there. We are just modifying our means of transport, means of communication, and so on. But the way of life remains the same. And the Bible has already addressed almost everything in life.
Right. Now, I met a man who is no longer, following a faith of Christianity, etc., some years back. And, upon inquiring that, hey, man, we haven't seen you in, the walls of the church in a long time. What's happening? And he says, no, man. I've actually read the Bible from start to finish. I mean, I've done from Genesis to Revelation and back, and then I did it again. I think I'm done with reading the Bible, so there's no need. Can we ever finish? Because, I mean, he says he's finished, he's done, and why must he be repeating the course? I mean, he's done, the course is done.
You know, the Bible, the uniqueness of the Bible lies in the fact that every time you read it, you hear it in a different way. The Bible is not like a novel or a book written by men that you once you read it, maybe you have heard it, you don't need to continually repeating it. The Bible is heard differently every time you read its pages. I have read the Bible more than 10 times throughout, repeating it. But every time I go through it, it's as if I'm reading it for the first time. The Bible is a living book. It's not a dead book. It's a living book because it's from a living God.
Yeah.
And he talks to you every time you read it. He talks to you in a new way. So you can never exhaust the Bible, however, how many times you may read it.
Yeah. So effectively, it means that you're still going to have to read it, even though you've gone through it once or twice or three times from page to page, hardcover to hardcover. But what you are saying is that once you do it again, you will always pick something new and a different perspective and a different dimension.
Definitely. You see, the Bible is like a love letter. You know, love is very interesting. It's like a relationship between God and his people. It's like a relationship between a man and a woman who are in love. You know, every time you talk to someone you love, or every time they talk to you, you don't, even if they repeat the same word, maybe, let me take for example, the same word, I love you. Even if you hear it 100 times from your lover, you will never you will never get bored of it as long as you are in love with that person. You will need to hear it every time. That's what the Bible is like. It's a love message from our Creator that continually has an effect on our hearts every time we read it.
I see. Now, Pastor, I've got to let you go, but before I, let you go, reading of the Bible and one finds that Norman, I actually don't like this. So let me just rather put it aside. I want to make an example. For instance, many have made a claim that it's a, especially those who are feminists, that it is a very patriarchal book. And as a result, as feminists, they find it quite offensive. And so because of that, yes, if it were not for that, that it's patriarchal, they would actually embrace it. But because of this one issue they have, they rather just not touch it at all. What do we say to that?
No, I want to say they read it wrongly. The Bible is never patriarchal. The Bible does not does not favor any gender. You, for instance, I want to read the text from the very first chapter of the Bible.
Right.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them," verse 27 says, "God created the man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created he them." Mm-hmm. So you see, when God says, sometimes when God says the word man in the Bible, it's not man as in gender, but is in humanity.
Yeah.
As in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, he's saying he created man in his own image. And he goes on to qualify what he means by man. And he says he created them male and female. So both male and female, when they are addressed in the Bible, they may be addressed as men. But God is referring not to men as gender, but as humanity, as a people, a person. You see, so it's never patriarchal. The Bible is very neutral. And it doesn't favor men only. It embraces everyone, both men and women. Go to a text like Galatians 3:29. He says, "There's no more Jew, no Greek, no women, no men, but we are all the same in the eyes of the Lord." So we are not. We will be going to extremes when we think that the Bible addresses the other gender better than the other. But the Bible embraces all men. All men are loved by God, both men and women, not only the he gender.
Yeah, true. True. Well, Pastor, I must thank you for coming through this afternoon and addressing these issues in such a way that we are able to understand them. I do hope that our listeners were also quite happy to hear the glad tidings. Your parting shot on this this afternoon's segment?
So today, what I want us to understand is that the Bible remains relevant to us in all times. We should not think that the Bible has expired. There are so many other brilliant books that have been written before. And by today, some we learned them in school long ago. Some have gone out of syllabus, but the Bible will never go out of syllabus in our lives. It will remain relevant because it is not man's word. It is God's word, the one who makes this world go round.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful, Pastor. Well, it is. It's been a fantastic, fantastic, conversation we have had with you this afternoon. Absolutely enjoyed it, Pastor. I must thank you for your time and thank you for joining us this afternoon. We'll connect with you again tomorrow at the same time and same place. Blessings to you. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Lovely. All right, there you have it. That is the voice of none other than our pastor there, Pastor Moses Nanemo, who has addressed with us the issue of, you know, the relevance of the Bible today. Excellent, excellent conversation. Truly loved it because it gives us, continues to give us confidence in the scriptures.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.